Social, Internally Displaced Persons, IDPs, of the 2007-2008 post-election violence from Nyanza and Western regions have urged the government to fast-track the payment of their compensation led by the Kisii County Coordinator for IDPs Mr. James Aru. The victims called for close collaboration with the government to ensure everyone who was affected by the clashes benefit from the stipends. The coordinator lauded the president for promoting national unity and shunning tribal alliances, adding that they were optimistic the exercise will be transparent under his leadership. He was speaking during the remembrance of persons who were injured, displaced and killed in the clashes as part of marking the World Refugees Day at Rihanna Market in Kisii South Sub-County. Simon Atandi, one of the victims who was working on a tea farm in Sotik, Kericho County, recalled how he was attacked on his way to work and lost both arms during the post-election violence. "I met six armed persons who tortured me with arrows and knives and ended up chopping off my arms and hitting my head, leaving me unconscious," he said. Atandi pleaded with the government to help him acquire artificial hands that would help him carry out his duties without depending on his spouse, who supports him with the same. On her part, Hannah Nyausi, who was displaced from her home in Molo, Nakuru County, noted that those who accommodated them after being displaced have become impatient and they needed compensation so that they be independent. Thomas Chacha, another victim whose business was destroyed in Molo and two children, said the stipend would improve his livelihood as he has been surviving with an artificial leg, making him unable to carry out heavy tasks. Chacha urged the coordinator to remain resilient and continue fighting for their rights because they are ready to support him. This comes after the passing of Public Petition No. 6 of 2022 regarding the compensation of Nyanza Western IDP's caucus that was tabled by SEME MP James Nyekull in Parliament.